Heading into the 2021 NFL season, do the Denver Broncos have an inside linebacker unit that has depth that can provide some elements to the Broncos' needs in pass coverage? We continue our position preview series heading into training camp for the organization in just 2 weeks' time. We break it down from the south stands to the end zone on today's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.
You are Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Broncos country? Very excited to be back with you here today to talk Broncos football. I'm your host, as always, Cody Rourke, Director of Video Content at Pro Football Network and Broncos Analyst here for the Locked On NFL Network. I also do some writing for 9 News covering the Denver Broncos. Be sure to check out my latest article on the Broncos safety depth heading into training camp over there, 9news.com. But with that said, you can also follow this podcast on Twitter at Locked On Broncos. Like us on Facebook. Use the new podcasting feature within the Facebook interface. Not to mention, you get Locked On Broncos every single day here in video format on the YouTube channel. Make sure you hit that subscribe button right now to get daily exclusive Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage all year long. And also on your favorite audio podcasting platform, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the Odyssey app. But ladies and gentlemen, we're continuing our position preview series for training camp. Training camp is just 2 weeks away, folks, and the Broncos are going to be set to get back onto the field to prepare for the 2021 NFL season. We've taken a look at the safety position. We've taken a look at the cornerback position. Now we focus at inside linebacker and starting things off with a little bit of an overview from last year from the Broncos linebacker room led by Josie Jewell and Alexander Johnson. First off, let's start off with Alexander Johnson. He is a high energy player and I think a big presence of this Broncos defense. He's just this guy that comes out of nowhere. He'll have some big hits. He'll force a couple of fumbles. He'll make some big plays and he energizes the guys around him. He energizes the fans. The fans obviously love him at Empower Field, a Mile High. But Alexander Johnson last year, really a full season for him being able to start and get that valuable experience, whereas he saw action in 2019 and all of a sudden he became this fan favorite from the beginning that he was inserted into the starting lineup. Now he has an opportunity here in 2021 to really prove himself and to maybe get a contract extension with Denver if he plays really well this season. I know the Vic Fangio and Ed Donatello, they really like him. Reggie Herring, the Broncos inside linebacker coach, is very, very high on him. We've had a lot of talk with Vic Fangio this offseason about what the expectations are for Alexander Johnson. So there's still some things that he has to do to continue to improve and to maybe put himself in a position for a contract extension. But let's take a look at last year. He played in 1,063 snaps for the Broncos defense last year. That's a lot of snaps from an inside linebacker. He had 124 tackles. He had 7 missed tackles out of all those snaps, out of all those tackles. And he was blitzed for an astounding 115 times last season by Vic Fangio. So obviously he has value in terms of being sent on blitz packages. The Vic Fangio really believes in terms of creating pressure against opposing offenses. And he also had a sack last year against Sam Darnold where he blitzed through the A gap really quickly. He threw him down. Sam Darnold hurt his shoulder. But he's a physical player. And I think that the Broncos are better when they can utilize a different blend of playing him against the run and also sending him against the quarterback. I think that's absolutely important. And the Broncos this year, I think with a healthy defense, with the identity that they have, with the players coming back, with more one-on-one opportunities, if you blitz a guy like Alexander Johnson in the A-gap and you have Shelby Harris, Draymond Jones there on the interior of the defensive line, Mike Purcell, and on the outside you have Von Miller, Riley Chubb, somebody's going to be unblocked. So I like the fact that Vic Fangio blitzed AJ even more last year. It's going to be the same exact expectation this year for the Broncos. And one thing that Vic Fangio had touched on in mandatory minicamp press conferences is that one thing he'd like to see from Alexander Johnson this year is just be an assignment guy. Be that kind of blend of a guy that listens to what his coaches say, but also can do his own thing at times, be instinctual. And he said sometimes he was a little bit too more instinctual to do what he felt was best on the play rather than what he was coached to do last year. So for Alexander Johnson, this is a growing opportunity for him, obviously entering a pivotal year for him in his career with the Denver Broncos. So we want to see a little bit more of that from AJ in 2021. I expect a big season from him. Like I said, he's a high energy guy. I've played with guys like Alexander Johnson who have this booming personality. I've played with linebackers. And I tell you what, it really energizes you because when you get in that huddle, you can see the look in some of these players' eyes. And Alexander Johnson strikes me as the type of guy, when you're in the huddle with him, his eyes are wide and he's telling you the play call that Vic Fangio sent in. He's getting you lined up, and he's ready to go. He's got a high motor. You can't ask for anything more from Alexander Johnson. We like what he can bring to the table here. Now, let's go to Josie Jewell, probably the biggest surprise last year for the Broncos, and I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like he was the most improved player in 2020 last year. I don't think anybody had the expectations, myself included. I thought leading up into 2020, I thought he was going to be potentially on the bubble for being cut during training camp, but he made the most of his opportunities. And Justin Sternin, who the Broncos had drafted in the 2020 NFL draft, suffered a wrist injury that kept him out all season last year. So there really wasn't any pressure for Josie Jewell. Now I think that with Justin Sternin healthy, the addition of Baron Browning, there's a little bit of pressure here. But Josie Jewell, the thing that stands out to me about Jewell is he's a natural leader. He is very focused, very attention to detail in his job and his responsibility, especially being on the football field. He's one of the most disciplined players that the Broncos have. And he's also not afraid to play in coverage sometimes. And I think that there's this narrative out there that the Broncos inside linebackers, they struggle at coverage. Well, the reality is most of the time their coverage responsibility is on running backs out of the backfield. You're seldom going to see Josie Jewell or Alexander Johnson lined up one-on-one against the tight end. That's just not the nature of Vic Fangio's defense, considering that they have a heavy DB focus. And so really your coverage dynamic from an inside linebacker really is going to be in man coverage against running backs. Now in zone coverage, yes, you're going to have to drop to the curl to seam, the hook to curl, the middle seam. You're going to have to be able to get deeper drops there, especially on crossing patterns from time to time. But the reality is Vic Fangio's defense doesn't put his inside linebackers in that position too much. And I think that's where that's that perfect blend of being able to know, hey, here's what my players can do. Here's what my players can't do as a coordinator. But I also think that Josie Jewell, Alexander Johnson, I think that they are underrated in coverage from the sense that maybe they don't have the 4.4 speed that everybody's talking about. It would be nice to have, but they have the ability to spot drop and be able to see quickly and process crossing patterns, who they're going to pick up. And you have two cerebral guys there. Vic Fangio's defense is very tough. And the two guys that really have to spearhead that alongside Justin Simmons are the inside linebackers. And so those guys did a phenomenal job. Josie Jewell last year played in 1,011 snaps. He had 113 total tackles. He only missed 4 tackles last season. Very effective. And he was blitzed 58 times. So when you look at the comparison between the two players, Alexander Johnson, Josie Jewell, different usage, right? You want Josie Jewell to maybe be that guy that plays the run a little bit more, but you're not going to necessarily send him too much on blitzes because he is your Mike backer. Now, there is some added competition to what the Broncos have going on. Key additions, obviously Baron Browning in this year's NFL draft, a round 3 pickup. And then you have Justin Sternin returning from injury last year. Essentially, this will be his rookie season. So you have two inside backers there, and then Josh Watson entering his third year in the NFL. Obviously back for training camp once again. So there's going to be some competition, and it's going to be fun to watch at training camp coming up here in just a little bit. And we're actually going to get into a roster breakdown of all the linebackers that the Broncos currently have. We're going to get into the active roster projections and also maybe some practice squad players coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, Broncos country, I have to tell you about one of the sponsors of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there, betonline.ag. And BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. With the NFL season steadily approaching us, BetOnline, you get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including the MLB, NBA, NHL, and all of your UFC and MMA action. You don't have to sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs and also as the NFL season begins to approach us. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. And when you do, receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Taking a look now at the Broncos linebacking roster here ahead of the 2021 NFL season training camp. You're going to see a lot of positions that have a lot of depth, like cornerback, wide receiver, safety. One of the positions you're not going to see as much depth at is the linebacker position. Particularly with Vic Fangio's defense, you're probably going to see about maybe 5 inside backers kept on the active roster in total, but you want to have a lot of bodies coming into training camp because there's going to be 3 preseason games. You don't want your starters to have to go through too much wear and tear. You know what they can do for the most part, and you want to see if the guys behind them can maximize their opportunities with the first team, with the second team defense to get those valuable needed reps. So let's take a look here at the Broncos training camp roster heading into all the activities here in just 2 weeks at the UCL Training Center in Inglewood, Colorado, where we're excited to be on tap to be able to provide Broncos fans with more exclusive coverage of the team that they root for on Sundays. Alexander Johnson, Josie Jewell, shoe in right there for the two players we expect to probably be there and expect to start week 1 against the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium, 2:25 p.m. Mountain Time kickoff. in the Meadowlands. We're excited. We're going to have the post-game report here on the show. That's a long ways away from now, ladies and gentlemen. So we take a look at those players there. Justin Sternad is also the addition. One of the players I'm really interested in seeing this upcoming season. Going back and watching his tape at Wake Forest, he's a sizable, athletic linebacker. Something I don't think that the Broncos currently have on the roster. His skill set is unique in a sense that it's a little bit different than Alexander Johnson's, Josie Jewell's, and he can have some value in terms of contributing on passing situations for Denver, in my opinion. He's rangy. He understands how to take good angles, and he knows the defense in and out. He learns it. When I had a chance to speak to his college defensive coordinator at Wake Forest and Lyle Hemphill, he had told me that Justin Sternad, he is going to do whatever he can to learn every position on the defensive side of the ball. That way he can line people up and he can get guys adjusted. Where have we talked about that before here? We've talked about that with Justin Simmons. We've talked about that with Josie Jewell. And Justin Sternad is a guy that, unfortunately for him, didn't get to play a single down last year for the Broncos, and there was no preseason. So even if he didn't get hurt, he wouldn't have had an opportunity in the preseason to really showcase that. He's going to have that chance here this upcoming season. Ed Donatell spoke about him, is very impressed with how high IQ he is and what Reggie Herring's been able to do with him. But for Sternad, he's going to get a chance this year to showcase, maybe in some nickel and dime packages, to be able to be a coverage linebacker. So you may see Josie Jewell or Alexander Johnson coming out of the game in some of these situations, passing situations. But for me, I think that Sternad, with his high level IQ, is going to benefit him in a way. Now, for him being injured last year, he's been able to sit in those meeting rooms all season long with Ed Donatell, Vic Fangio, Reggie Herring, learning the defense, learning the ins and outs. So from an IQ standpoint, from a visual standpoint, he's been able to learn the playbook. But now there's always a little bit of a different turnaround when you're out and you're not able to actually physically go out there and practice. Now in training camp, mandatory minicamp, he's been out there on the field. He's been able to translate that into the physical portion, which there is a little bit of a learning curve. There's an adjustment period because you can know everything visually and also up here in your head, but being able to go out there and execute it against route concepts and how things change, it's a little bit faster. So for Justin Sternad, that's something we're going to keep our eye on throughout training camp and also the preseason for him. But if things go as expected, as if the Broncos, when they drafted him, if he can do exactly what they need him to do, he's going to see a lot of time on the field this upcoming season and a rotational role, situational and personnel packages. So very excited to be able to see what he can do. Now, let's get to the Broncos' third-round draft pick, Baron Browning, an inside linebacker. Now, Browning is a player that was impressive to me at college because he could play edge rusher. He could play inside backer. He's athletic enough to be able to do that. And Vic Fangio also took a chance back in 2019 when he first came in on Justin Hollins out of the University of Oregon, who was an edge rusher, but they converted him to inside backer. Now, obviously, due to injuries, he had to stay back at the outside linebacker position, and that's what he plays now for the LA Rams. But the goal for Vic Fangio was to have a coverage linebacker, a dynamic guy like a Justin Hollins, to be able to go back there and be able to provide that coverage on backs out of the backfield and also a little bit of those deeper drops, being able to see crossing patterns and picking up the right guy, specifically when tight ends run those snag concepts or you see wide receivers run those deep overs. You got to get depth sometimes. And these inside backers, a lot of people imagine that they play within a space of about 4 yards in coverage, but the reality is they can start off at 4 yards from the line of scrimmage and they could have a 15-yard drop they have to get to in a matter of seconds. So it's very demanding, that position in the NFL. You have to have the guys to be able to do it. I think he does have the speed, and what I was able to see from rookie minicamp from him is he's got great hips. He's got the ability to move quickly, react, to plant his foot in the ground and break on the ball quickly. However, he did suffer a lower leg injury during rookie minicamp that held him out of OTAs, held him out of mandatory minicamp. There's the optimism that he will be fully healthy and ready to go for training camp in just 2 weeks' time. And that's going to be the hope, is that we can see a little bit more from him. But the fact that he missed some of these on-field reps in mandatory minicamp, I think it's going to set him back a little bit. He's going to have an opportunity to get some rotations. And now this is where everything matters, because once you get to training camp, there's more physical contact. There's more 11 on 11. There's 7 on 7. There's 9 on 7. You're going to see these different things that the Broncos will rotate out. But for the defense, for him, it's about focusing on maximizing those opportunities. Can he maybe help out the Broncos in some edge rush situations? Potentially, but I wouldn't be so focused on the Broncos putting him an edge rusher at all. We may see it a little bit of rotation in training camp, but outside of that, the Broncos brought him in to be an inside linebacker. That's where Vic Fangio wants to keep him, but he does have the ability as a hybrid player to be able to play a little bit on the edge and also at the inside backer position. So we're going to see a little bit more from Baron Browning coming up here in 2021. Very excited to see what we can see from him. But now we get to Josh Watson, obviously entering his third season on the Broncos roster, was a key special teams player last year for Denver. And then he got onto the field in a couple of games last year for Denver. You know, I think he stout against the run. A couple of times he missed, I think, a tackle or two, specifically in that Las Vegas Raiders game in Week 10 that led to a touchdown, a rushing touchdown late in the game where the Broncos just looked defeated at that point. And so for Josh Watson, one thing that stands out to me, he's a special teams guy. He gets downfield. He makes these big-time hits, and we saw that plenty from him last year. Now, can you continue to do that? Can you be that key special teams guy? And Vic Fangio had told me that you want to have, particularly with your linebackers, obviously you're going to have your guys that are starting, but you need 2 to 3 linebackers behind your starters that will play on special teams. And Josh Watson, I think, represents that. He's going to be that special teams guy for the Broncos. He was already that last year. So now he's got to take the next step to emerge as a captain of that unit and then maybe find himself in the rotation. But with the additions of Justin Sternick coming back off of injury, essentially being in his rookie year, and then you figure out you have Baron Browning, who's athletic in his own right, it's really hard right now to see maybe where Josh Watson fits in that rotation. Curtis Robinson is an undrafted rookie free agent out of Stanford, a promising player that I think will end up on the practice squad, probably not on the active roster just yet, but if he can carve out a role for him on special teams, which I know is cliche because we talk about a lot of these later depth guys in these position previews, all of them are going to have a role on special teams in order to be on the roster. So that's why I bring it up in case you get tired of me talking about depth guys on special teams, but it's important just so you can understand my thinking. Then you have Peter Kalambayi, who's also an undrafted rookie free agent out of Stanford. So you have two Stanford linebackers there. Vic Fangio obviously has ties to Stanford where he was the defensive coordinator at one point. He likes to be able to take a look at those guys. He's very close with that coaching staff with David Shaw. But outside of that, I think that the Broncos active roster will be set with A.J. Johnson, with Josie Jewell, with Justin Stern and Baron Browning. I think Josh Watson. I think that the practice squad will feature Curtis Robinson. And you could see maybe Peter Kalambayi stay on the practice squad as well. But you have 16 spots this year. I don't think you want to designate it too much to having too many linebackers on there. How many positions should you equate to the practice squad? How many positions should you designate there? I'm not quite sure how it works up, but you know, obviously that's what the Broncos coaching staff will evaluate through practice, through preseason, and obviously roster cuts will maneuver how this goes, and we'll have you covered here, Lockdown Broncos, for a lot of that. But Broncos country coming up here in just a moment. We're going to get into our linebacker storylines heading into the 2021 NFL season. We're going to share our thoughts on that. We're going to tell you which ones we're keeping our eye on, and you can share your thoughts in the YouTube comment section down below. But before we do that, I have to tell you about the two sponsors of today's episode of the show. That's our good friends over there, rockauto.com. And with the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts that you need. Why should you have to endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand that their warehouse happens to carry when you have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket? You could save time and money when using Rock Auto. And rockauto.com is a family-owned business that's been serving auto parts customers online for over 20 years. I've personally used them twice for a couple of purchases. Last summer, I had needed a brand new steering wheel cover because the Colorado heat had faded mine away and I didn't want that to happen. So I had to buy a new steering wheel cover. They delivered it directly to my door. Just recently, last month, I purchased brand new floor mats for my car and they sent it directly to my door. Perfect fit based on year, size, make, and model of my vehicle. And not to mention prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. And they are the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. So I want you to check out rockauto.com right now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. And write Lockdown Broncos in there. How did you hear about us box so that they know that we sent you? Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts that your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And our good friends over there at Built Bar, ladies and gentlemen, the best protein bar that is out there on the market. And did you know that Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors plus the occasional limited time flavor? They have coconut, coconut almond. They have cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel. They have a flavor for everybody. And not only are Built Bars the best tasting protein bar on the market, they're also the healthiest for you, containing 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, and only 4 grams of sugar. It is the best bang for your buck. And that is Built Bar, folks. And I want you to get your hands on a box of Built Bar today by going to built.com. And when you go to checkout, make sure you enter promo code LOCKED15. That's going to get you 15% off your next order. Once again, promo code LOCKED15 is going to get you 15% off your next order at built.com. And as we jump into the fourth quarter action of today's episode, Lockdown Broncos, just a reminder, if you love the show, ladies and gentlemen, if you want daily exclusive Denver Broncos news, content, and coverage in audio format or video format, you need to make sure that you are subscribed to the Lockdown Broncos podcast. hit that subscribe button here on the YouTube channel as we close in on 4K subscribers. Once we get to 5K, we are doing a jersey giveaway for a man or women's jersey, and the one lucky winner will get to choose which player jersey they get. I will send directly to your doorstep once we get to 5K subscribers here on the YouTube channel. But ladies and gentlemen, let's continue on with our storylines here. Facing the Broncos inside linebacker position coming up here in 2021, just a couple of weeks away. We're very excited about training camp, the 9:15 a.m. practices. Fans will be able to be in attendance, folks, but there will be no autographs this upcoming season. That is a bummer side of it, but it gets fans back on the berm in Dove Valley. I couldn't be more excited. There's going to be some opportunities where I try to catch a couple of fans and interview them about their experiences at Broncos camp and why they missed it. I think we all missed it last season, not being able to get that opportunity to have that fan interaction at training camp. But now it's different here in 2021. But one of the first storylines we're going to talk about here in 2021, how will Alexander Johnson and Josie Jewell both do together this upcoming season? Now, last year, I felt like they were an impressive duo. Josie Jewell, most improved player, probably the biggest surprise player on the Broncos defense. I like his tenacity in the sense that he doesn't miss very many tackles. He's very hard-nosed, and he gets into the piles a little bit. He gets into the scrums, and he finds a way to get to running backs, get after quarterbacks, bring down guys. He's a high-effort player. Alexander Johnson, often at times very instinctual, relies a little bit too much on what he sees versus rather than doing his assignment, understanding that he has guys, he has help over the top, and also just based on cutback rules, right? For as an inside linebacker, if Alexander Johnson is on the left side of the field and there's a rush to the right side, Josie Jewell is going to be on that right side. Josie Jewell is going to have to take the appropriate angle to force the running back inside. We call it preserving for the cutback lane. Alexander Johnson has to take a good enough angle to not over-pursue that to where if the cutback happens, the running back's going to run free. And if Johnson can stick to his assignment, he's going to be there if that running back decides to cut back in and he's going to make the play. It's just about trusting your teammate, right? You have 11 players on the field. You have to do your job. I know it's a cliche mantra, but it's actually effective. You have to do your job day in and day out, play in and play out in order to be successful. And I think that this is going to be a year we see a different version of Alexander Johnson. I think it's going to be even better than what we've seen before. A big year for him as he looks to play for a contract extension. But I think that this is going to be your starting duo for the Broncos here in 2021. How often will the Broncos be in their base package, though? How often are they going to transition to a nickel or a dime defense where they may exchange personnel? I'm not sure that they're going to see similar snap counts as they were in 2020, so we're going to have to keep an eye on that as well. Our next storyline is, will Justin Sternett or Baron Browning emerge as one of the team's needed coverage linebackers? Now, I think that the Broncos haven't necessarily had a need for a coverage linebacker because, as I mentioned earlier, they're never in any one-on-one situations against tight ends or wide receivers. However, I do think that the Broncos could have value in a coverage linebacker, a guy with size and speed and ranginess on those deeper drops, specifically when you play some of these passing teams like Kansas City, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Los Angeles Chargers. They run a lot of deep crossing patterns. They like to get the tight end involved up the seam, and they like to bring a guy on the backside on a crossing pattern to get the inside linebacker to choose, hey, am I going to cheat up on the tight end, or am I going to get a deep enough drop to where I can impede where the wide receiver's crossing on that deep over? That's just the concept of some of the zone coverage that Vic Fangio plays, and offenses and good offensive coordinators, good offensive teams like to put teams in tough positions on the defensive side of the ball. So for Johnson, for Jewell, for whoever it may be, whether it's Justin Sternett, whether it's Baron Browning, they have to be ready for that. And I think that both Justin Sternett and Baron Browning are cut out to be able to do that. However, it's going to require consistent reps in practice. It's going to require the ability to carry that over into preseason games to be able to do it in the regular season. Because the Broncos, look, they have a really good opportunity, in my opinion, to start 3-0, potentially 4-0, if they can stop the Baltimore Ravens. But I think that right now on paper, they're favored against the Jaguars, the Giants, and the Jets. It's a great three-game stretch to open up. But if the Broncos can find rhythm right away early on in preseason with the defensive side of the ball, get that chemistry going, I tell you what, it's going to be scary to watch this Broncos defense this upcoming season. The third storyline, can Josh Watson work his way into more defensive reps? Last year, he got some opportunities, but where is his value? A lot of it could be in a goal line package situation because you're going to have more defensive linemen down there, but you need guys that can play heavy against the run. I don't think that we're going to see much of Justin Sternett or Baron Browning in goal line packages, but you could see maybe three linebackers. You could have Alexander Johnson, Josie Jewell, and maybe a Josh Watson there to be able to plug if you take out one of those defensive linemen in a substitution for a linebacker, because you still have to respect a little bit of the passing game, tight ends, wide receivers inside the slot. They run those little drag routes to find that open spot in between the safety. You have to have a guy that maybe can drop back in a sense, maybe show a look, drop back, get in those passing windows and disrupt things. We've seen Alexander Johnson do that, but I don't think you want to focus him on that role specifically when you're in the red zone or in the goal line situation. And then lastly, who could be the next Wesley Woodyard for the Broncos defense? You guys remember Wesley Woodyard, one of my favorite Broncos of all time, a good friend of mine. He started off really in a special teams role for the Broncos, contributed, busted his ass day in and day out, made an impact on special teams, and then he was rewarded with a starting job on the defense and was one of the most noticeable Broncos linebackers in the last decade. He was on the all-decade team. Woodyard is definitely, I think that there should be an award for what he was able to do because he was just that guy that grinded. He didn't take anything for granted. He worked for every opportunity. I think Josh Watson is in a situation similar to that. Could Justin Sternett or Baron Browning do that? Because if they're not starting, those players will play on special teams, and we want to see who's the next guy is going to be. There's going to be a special teams ace that eventually gets a chance to start on the Broncos defense. Will it be in 2021? Not necessarily sure that's the case, but maybe after this season, you'll see that with one of these players. But Broncos country, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode, Locked On Broncos, your daily Denver Broncos podcast here on the Locked On NFL Network, your team every day. Just a reminder, we're continuing our position preview series all week long here on the show. We talked about safeties yesterday. We talked about linebackers today. On Monday, we talked about cornerback. Tomorrow, we're taking a look at the Broncos defensive line from the D ends to the D tackles. We break it all down on tomorrow's brand new episode, Locked On Broncos. Until then, I'm Cody Warwick, host of the show. We'll see you tomorrow for a brand new episode, Locked On Broncos.